שלום חברים אהובים בארץ ובעולם.
Hello, dear friends.
לתוך מה שאנחנו הולכים לקרוא עכשיו.
The authors of the Zohar put everything when we read, we just need to try to connect between us and attract the light that reforms so that it would correct us. Let's listen to Rav, the way he talks about unity. We have to direct ourselves at unity between us. Before we learn the book of Zohar, because in general, our whole correction is in unity. Before I begin to build together, when I begin to connect these parts at the very beginning, when I manage to gather the smallest ten sefirot, I begin to feel in this spirituality. Just like this. A little bit. Something small. It doesn't have to be the whole vessel, the whole humanity. Maybe a small bit, small drops of spiritual light when I receive, I begin to feel the whole spiritual world, I begin to exit this world. So when we begin to learn the book of Zohar, and in Zohar we learn only for this, when we began to reveal that our world is not corrected, it's broken and everything is egotistical and everything we did, it just doesn't do. Our connections between us are based on evil, on the bad. And before there was such big evil that's being revealed, the book of Zohar wasn't so needed. And now when true evil is being revealed, we need the book of Zohar. As it is said, I created the evil inclination. I created Torah as a spice. This is needed when I feel like I'm sick of everything. I don't want to think about anything. I don't want anything. And I cannot imagine that this unity is, everything is in it. And this is what we need the book of Zohar for. This force for men and women. We don't want great, we hate good. I am ready to think about anything apart from this. Perfect, that's clear. It's exactly from this feeling that we should learn so that the light of Zohar would influence me and then my study is a true blessing. He who doesn't reveal to what extent he doesn't want to be with others, to the extent that this rejects him, this unity, and only in this way he can act. So this study would give him the right correction. And he who doesn't feel it will, is still being corrected, but the true intention is needed when we feel it. So let's go with this intention and want for the light of Zohar. Let's read it. Item number 255, commandment 14. There is a place in hell for those who desecrate Sabbaths. Those who are punished in hell curse those who light the candles before it is time, telling him, behold, the Lord will hurl you up and down with a man's throw. He will violently roll and toss you like a bowl into an expansive country. Commentary. There is an evildoer called evil-eyed who loves curse, as it is written, and he loved cursing, and it came to him, and he does not desire blessing. When a person curses himself, He thus gives strength to that evil-eyed who loves curse to govern him, thus inflicting harm on himself. And it is said, one who throws bread or crumbs more than the size of an olive, there is nothing in this world without an important root above. It is all the more so with bread upon which man's life depends. Thus, it has a very important root above. Therefore, one who slights one's bread flaws the root of his life above. This is clear to any person only in a satiating meal, which gives him life. However, with bread and crumbs that are only the size of an olive, some people slight them and throw them because they are not satiating. But since one must bless the blessing for the food, even on as much as an olive, they must be regarded as a satiating meal and must not be slighted. One who slights them inflicts harm upon himself.
The
ministering angels said to the Creator, it is written in your law, who does not show partiality nor take a bribe, yet you are partial toward Israel. As it is written, the Lord will lift up his countenance to you. He replied, how would I not lift up my face to Israel, for whom I wrote in the Torah, when you have eaten and are satisfied, you shall bless the Lord your God. And they are meticulous about themselves to the side of an olive and the size of an egg. Thus, because of the meticulousness of the size of an olive, considering it a satisfying meal, although it is not, we are rewarded with the Creator lifting up his face to us, even though we are not worthy. It follows that those who slight crumbs the size of an olive and do not consider them a satisfying meal are not rewarded with the Creator's favor and cause themselves harm. Also, one who lights a candle at the end of the Sabbath before Israel reached the service, Kedusha, causes lighting of the fire of hell with that fire. This is so because until that time, it is Sabbath, the sanctity of the Sabbath governs him, and the fire of hell governs him as on Sabbath. One who lights the candle prior to the service, Kedusha, is regarded as desecrating the Sabbath, for he lights the fire of hell before its time, thus harming himself. There is a special place in hell to punish those who desecrate the Sabbath, as desecration of the Sabbath is the worst. Those who are sentenced in hell curse for what he has caused by his actions, lighting the fire of hell before its time. 256. He is unfit for lighting the candle when the Sabbath ends before Israel separate by prayer and separate over the cup, for until that time it is Sabbath and the sanctity of the Sabbath governs us. After the separation of the cup, all those hosts and all those camps appointed over the weekdays return each to his place and to the work on which he is appointed. Since the prohibition is primarily only until the service of Kedusha. However, one should be careful not to light a candle until after the separation, because until that time, it is still considered Sabbath. However, it is certainly permitted to light a candle for the separation, Havdalah, and the creator of lights or fire. 257. When the Sabbath enters and the day begins, holiness awakens and governs the world, and the secular is revoked from its governance until the time when the Sabbath ends. They do not return to their places. Even when the Sabbath ends, they do not return to their places until Israel in the land of Israel say, who separates between holy and secular? At that time, the holy departs, and the camps appointed over the weekdays awaken and return to their places, each to his appointed watch. 258. And yet, they do not govern until there are lights from the candlelight, all of which are called the lights of fire. Since they all come from the pillar of fire and from the foundation of fire and govern the lower world. This is all when a person lights the candle before Israel complete the service of Kedusha. Malchut is called pillar of light, and the powers in the candlelight are judgments. Hence, they do not have the power to activate the judgments before the candle is lit. 259. However, if he waits until the service of Kedusha is completed, those wicked ones in hell justify the Creator's judgment of them and keep on that person all the blessings that the public says, and may God give you of the dew of heaven. Blessed are you in the city, and blessed are you in the country. By saying the service of the Kedusha, they extend a great illumination by which they are saved from the judgment of hell. And when the wicked in hell see it, they regret their bad deeds and justify the Creator's sentence of them, meaning that they are worthy of their punishments. And since that man caused them to justify their judgment and to sanctify the name of the Creator, all those blessings that are said by the public at the end of the Shabbat are kept in regard to that person. 260. Happy is he who wises the poor. The Lord will deliver him in a day of evil. It should have said, in a bad day. What is in a day of evil? It is on a day when the evil governs to take his soul. Happy is he who wises the poor. The poor is one who is dangerously ill. He wisely heals him from his sins before the Creator. A day is one in which the judgment is on the world, and he is wisely delivered from it. As it is written, the Lord will deliver him in a day of evil. Meaning, on the day when the judgment was given to that evil to rule the world, the Lord will save him. He should have written, the Lord will deliver him on a bad day. Why does he say, on a day of evil, which is the feminine form? The text implies the domination of the shell, Klipa, who is called evil. It takes man's soul. He who wises the poor is one who speaks to the sick to repent. Thus the Creator delivers him from the domination of the shell called evil. The Zohar brings it here because it says that they harm themselves. Hence, it offers an advice. He should wise the poor, persuade the sick to repent, and the Creator will heal him. In return, the Creator will deliver him in a day of evil, which he caused to his soul. Another interpretation, it is a day when there is judgment on the world. He wisely escapes it, meaning that if judgment day is over the entire world, the Creator will deliver him as a reward for wisely making the sick repent. A day of evil is a day when the judgment has already been given to the appointee who is called evil to govern the world. Yet, one who wises the sick to make him repent, the Creator will deliver him from that evil. The difference between the two interpretations is that the first interpretation relates only to an individual who harmed himself. The second interpretation relates also to the evil to which the entire world was sentenced. Even then, the Creator will deliver him by merit of the commandment. We finished commandment number 14, and before we go to the next part, we'll hear another excerpt with Rav about how to prepare ourselves for the study. Rav, a person who learns the Torah, he doesn't need anything from anyone. There's a problem. It says that they harm themselves, push themselves from going down the right path, thinking that this is the right Torah they are studying, but this is not the way it is. The Torah is an intention to attract the light, the upper light. They're not some stories or all kinds of discernments that it seems to us that we understand. We only attract the light that reforms, that brings us back to the source. That's why everyone can study and everyone will receive what he needs to correct himself. This is the only reason Torah was given to us. Imagine you have some book, some compositions, or Moshe, or Nevi'im, the prophets, or Rashbi, Rabbi Shimon, or his students that wrote the book of Zohar. This doesn't have anything to do with our world. It's completely disconnected from our world. We have no connection with what it says. We don't understand a single word. It's just one long phrase from beginning to end. These are just letters and lights that are connected between themselves. We do not understand anything what it says. Not a single letter, not a single word. I look at this like a donkey, and I I'm just looking at these signs and I really want it to help me. This is the way I should study. This is the way. And this is what I need. I need to study like this without my corporeal mind and without any thoughts about whether I understand anything. I just turn to this means, this magical tool that can heal me. It's like a terminally ill person that is thinking, maybe this is the medicine that will heal me. This is the way we should treat the Book of Zohar. And then the Torah, the tavlin, the spice, as it is said, heals us. And if not, nothing will help us. Post, yes, so that's what the Book of Zohar tells us. Let's take this Torah, this tavlin, this spice that heals us so that it would help us and we'll read on. We are getting to the next part, which is called General Explanation of All 14 Commandments and how they are divided into the 7 days of creation. Item number one. The 613 commandments in the Torah are called deposits, as well as counsels. This is so because in all things there is the preparation for attainment, called back, and the attainment of the matter is called face. Similarly, in Torah and commandments, there are we shall do and we shall hear. When keeping Torah and commandments in we shall do, prior to being rewarded with hearing, the commandment called 613 counsels, preparation, back. When rewarded with hearing, the 613 commandments become deposits, pikadon. This is so because in each commandment, the light of a degree is deposited opposite a unique organ in the 613 organs and the tendons of the soul and the body. It follows that by performing the commandment, he extends the light that belongs to that organ and tendon through his soul and body. This is the face of the commandments, hence the face of the commandments are called deposits. Rabbi Shimon explains the 14 commandments, which include all 613 commandments, as the 7 days of creation include 7,000 years. This is why he divided them into 7 days of creation and tied each to its ascribed day. And since they include all 613 commandments, it is worthwhile exerting to keep each day. Number two, the first commandment is fear because he is great and rules over everything. This is the whole of the Torah and the commandments, the degree of Abba Ve'ima of Atzilut, Yud of Avaya, pure air Avir Dachya of Gar of Bina. Great. Gadol refers to Upper Abba, in whom the Chochmastima of Arichampin, Yud, is hidden.
Ima Ila'a.
Rules over everything refers to Upper Ima, the filling of Vav Dalet of Yud. And since the Chochmah Stima of Arichanpin is hidden in them, meaning that the worlds are unfit to receive her from them prior to the end of correction, they only give out light of Chasidim called pure air. For this reason, they do not have a revealed verse in the Torah. As it is written, in the beginning God created, which is an obscure verse, for the speaker is not mentioned. The second verse, and the land was unformed and void, the darkness over the face of the deep and the Spirit of God is the punishment for one who does not keep the commandment of fear. They are four deaths. Tohu is strangulation, bohu is stoning, darkness, choshech, is burning, and ruach, wind, is killing. 3. The second commandment is love on two sides. The side of chesed, mercy, grace, and the side of harsh judgment. It is also to always include fear in love, to not part from one from the other. We must include fear in love from the side of chesed too, and also in love from the side of harsh judgment. This is the degree of Yishsut of Atzilut, Zat of Binah, divided also into Gar, the upper Abavayima, and Zat, Yishsut. This is the first verse. Let there be light, which is light that was created on the first day of the 6 days of creation, when Adam saw in it from the end of the world to its end. The Creator saw that the world was unfit for using. He stood and concealed it for the righteous in the next world. It was said, let there be light for this world. First, Yishsut gave this great light down to this world, and then to reveal the quality of love, two sides. He stood and concealed it for the next world, for Abba Ve'ima in Yishsut, from there Chazeh and above, which are called the next world. This light no longer shines from Chazeh of Yishsut and below, which are called Yishsut of Yishsut, than he in them which clothe in Zeranpin. As when they clothe in Zeranpin, they are already regarded as this world. And now we'll hear from Rav Lightman. These words, love, unity, these words, they are cliché. Everyone uses them, but we have to use them in a different way. Everyone uses them in this way just to get more in return, to attain one's goals for them. But with us it's different. We have a goal. We have a different goal. It's not like in our world when everyone has an egotistical goals that separate people like hatred. We have to reveal this. We have to reveal together with this that we have a means to correct. And this is, in essence, is the Book of Zohar that's being revealed, that was revealed to us because our generation is worthy, because we see how much hatred and rejection and despair there is in this world, and we're desperate in this generation. And this is a time when this medicine is revealed that heals the illness, and this medicine is called the Book of Zohar, that reveals the upper light, the upper force. And just like this upper light, upper force that created our ego, our desire to receive, and broke it into the tiniest parts, small pieces, and we are like small egotists in wordless small desires. This same light that created us can correct each one of us, and the same with unity between us. And that's why our only hope is for study of the book of Zohar, of Kabbalah. Thank you very much, friends. See you in the next lesson.